This new ventilator is not running on solar energy yet, but its first rotations were not without difficulty, as you can hear. It got better later. Mind you, with an outside temperature of 44 degrees Celsius, you need fresh air. From early March to early June, it is very hot here and the need for water and electricity is great. This is the challenge for the brains behind Farafina Eco Engineering.
I'm Semboro Ali. I've just finished my study in hydraulic engineer.
My name is Khadija Semboro. I am from Burkina. I'm working on fields of renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Indeed, brother and sister, both followed similar paths to get to where they are today.
1992, I was born in Ouagadougou, and I do my school year. After secondary, I integrate 2IE, International Institute for Water and Environmental Engineering in Ouagadougou, and I get my master.
I start my education with primary school. After certification, I went to high school. I done a bachelor degree at A-level in science and mathematics. We was only two girls in my classroom. My brother, my family, my parents very support me. That's what I go ahead, why I go ahead. It's very important for girls to be support.
With the help of their parents, friends, scholarships, they made it through their engineering courses. Both are working in areas where the needs are enormous, water and electricity. In fact, you can only be guaranteed these two amenities if you live in a town or a city. And even there, these services can be cut at any time, especially during the hottest months of the year. With that in mind, Ali and Khadija started their company.
Our project is to sensitize, firstly, to sensitize people, to educate them, and after to propose them some innovative solution that can allow them to reduce their consumption.
Reducing consumption is a must in a country where you hear this only from June to September. So Ali and Khadija sell drip feeders for plants at home or in the office. You will use 30% less water that way. And they sell solar-powered motion detectors, so you don't have to keep the lights on all night to keep the burglars away. This is a business strategy, selling smart products to people who can afford them and start making some money for the next step. Because the ultimate goals of Ali and Khadija do not lie in the towns and cities of Burkina Faso.
My goal is to provide electricity to my village. I went to the village for vacation, and all time we have on dark because we not have electricity in my village. We are planning to be focused on rural area.
Both of them freely admit that it's not easy being a startup. They're writing a business plan, they're hoping to use crowdfunding to expand their services, and they welcome anyone who wants to give them a helping hand. So with all that, where do they see themselves in 5 years?
In 5 years? Wow! In 5 years, I want our organization to be great, help like more than more than 1 million people.
In 5 years, I dream our company will be the number one company, the reference for energy and water sector in West Africa.
You heard it here first. Watch out for these two. They are only just beginning. And you can follow their progress and share ideas with them on Facebook.
We have a Facebook page, and in this page we continue to share advices to help population to save energy and water.
And the name?
Farafina.ecoengineering.